Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's for Breakfast. Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crows co-captain, Tex Walker.
Let's talk about Tex.
Oh, good morning, Tex. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dibs. Good
not
morning.
Not the start of the season you expected, I wouldn't have thought.
No, it's not the start, but lucky we're only round three in and we can do something about our form at the moment.
I want to ask you about training at the moment. Players, very, very skillful players the other night, kicking to the opposition, missing targets. Skills looked like they were down. Now, I know you've got an opposition out there. Maybe they're forcing that on you at times, but some of the players we're talking about, it's just not like them to do that. Now, I mentioned like Rory Laird, for example, and if he's listening, I'm not picking on him. God, what an incredible player he is and he's been. But a couple of times runs out of defence, kicks it to the opposition. It's just uncharacteristic.
Well, for something like that, that's twofold. We're not providing the option for Lairdy to kick to.
Yep.
But I'll give you two things that are probably not at the standard that we require at our footy club, and that's winning the contested footy and our pressure on the opposition isn't at the level so that we get the ball in our forward half, we pressure, we contest, we compete, and we play the game in our half and we can put pressure on the opposition. We're not doing that at the moment. And then when we get the opposition, we're probably too fatigued because we're chasing and skill errors are occurring. So that's what we're working on. And I'd imagine our fans are probably getting a little bit annoyed three rounds in with our inconsistency. And I can tell you that so are we. So we're going to do something about it. And sick of really talking about it. So we've got two sessions this week. We had a really good session yesterday. Got one tomorrow and that's the start of us.
Now, have the opposition in the first couple of rounds, have they targeted perhaps Laird and Talia? Because you've been such a creative side for the last couple of years coming out of defence. Are they working on your defence and shutting them down, do you think?
Oh, Lairdy's had a players planning, but we've got to be better than that. We've got to have guys just play. It's as simple as it is, it's like a cliche. You've got to have guys playing their role. If you have 15 to 16 guys play well in a game, you normally win.
Yep.
And we just don't have guys playing their role.
Why has it been 3 weeks, Tex? Because round one was ordinary against Hawthorn. Round two was a little bit better against Sydney, but Sydney went down. And then it was almost a repeat last week of what happened in round one. Was it spoken about after round one, or have you tried to fix it after round one, or did you just think it was going to happen? Because in my eyes, the longer it goes on, the harder it is to turn around. I thought you might have been able to turn around after round one. So what's going through your head at the moment?
No, like I said, we've recognised what we think we need to get better at, and we're training it. So hopefully we'll see, some change this weekend.
Yep.
North Melbourne are in good form. They're a great side. And they had a great game yesterday against Hawthorn, day before against Hawthorn. So we've got no choice but to bring it. Otherwise, before we know it, we'll be round 10 and we'll be sitting here licking our lips and thinking what 2019 should have been.
Was training physical yesterday, or will it be physical tomorrow?
It was very physical yesterday. Yeah.
Bring the mouth guards and get a few bruises.
Yeah.
Because you've got a big gap between games, so you can afford to find out who wants to compete and who doesn't.
Correct.
When you say something like not winning contested ball, is that hunger? Is it not concentrating? What do you put it down to? Because you can't just roll up to a training session and say, let's start winning contested ball. You've actually got to think about how and why, don't you?
Yeah, well, we don't know. It's not like we don't know how to. It's just a matter of doing it for longer and when the pressure's on, being able to do it.
Mm.
Some of it's mindset and some of it's ability and some of it's your opposition. I mean, Geelong are very good at that area. They've been smashing sides this year. They smashed Melbourne, who were the best at it last year, and you got blokes like Dangerfield and that who are fantastic as well. We're here that Sam Jacobs might not get up this week. Do you know any more on that at this stage?
Yeah, well, he trained yesterday and he said he was still a little bit sore, so he's going to give himself a little bit more time, and if he doesn't train tomorrow, I'd imagine he won't be playing on the weekend.
How'd you see Riley O'Brien's first game?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
Got beaten a bit early and then did some good things.
Yeah, he's a very competitive bloke, and the thing I like about Rob is his follow-up work on the ground, and he ran a 6:14, 15, 2K, so he just runs all day. So if you can give us that.
You had a goal kicking lesson with him?
Well, I'll poor probably. Bugger. You reckon I should be giving goal kicking lessons, Drew?
I'm not so even having a shot myself. When he did that, I had a dollar on him to kick it, and Louis said, I don't trust Ruckman. And Dale Lewis, and he kicked it out in the fall, but it's no good, was it? When he did that.
Not really, but
we've all done that.
Now, Tex, a few questions asked about the functioning of the forward line at the moment, and I saw Ben Hart on the news services last night talk about it as well, but I would have thought the 666 rule would suit the Crows when you've got yourself, Jenkins, Lynch down there, you've got Eddie Betts hovering as well. I would have thought quick movement out of the middle, kick to you three tools, it would suit you. So what's breaking down at the moment?
Probably a little bit of, you could put it on two or three things. I think our leading patterns and our selfless leads are not at the level. Our competition for our big guys are not at the level. We're getting outmarked too much, and we're not allowing the ball to hit the ground. And like I said before, we're not pressuring the opposition. We're not in their face. So
why are you getting outmarked too much, Tex? Why is that happening?
Probably a bit of technique, bit of just our ferocious attitude to get it to ground.
So it needs to be stronger.
Needs to be stronger. So there are a couple of reasons why.
It looks like both sides, when I talk about both, I mean Hawthorn and Geelong have been fantastic at their defensive structure. That made you move a little bit wider, lead wider and lead to different places a bit? Looks
maybe.
Like you have been.
Yeah, they hold their integrity really well, and they've got third ins that like to help each other out. So that's another area that we need to get better at, and not allowing teams to roll off. But
so it's a mixed bag of quite a few things.
Mixed bag, yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Licorice all sorts.
A little licorice all sorts. Very lucky Paul Seedsman. Great news on the weekend that he's only going to be out for a month. His leg could have snapped the amount of pressure he was putting on it when he landed.
Yeah, he's very, very lucky, Paul. And we're just glad that we're going to see him again this year.
So it's just a bit of bone bruising and a bit of a twisted ligament.
Yes.
Well, that's huge news.
Great news.
In the paper today, it says that Sam Willoughby, the ex-BMX world champion, come down to share a few of his experience and insights in his life, which has been many. And unfortunately, at the moment, he's facing some big challenges. Tell me about what he spoke about to the Crows boys.
Hands down, I've been at the club 12 years. Hands down, the best public speaker presentation I've ever had.
What was good about it?
His insight into his life. He spoke about what happened, how honest he was and how brave he was.
So he had an accident while he was training.
He had an accident in San Diego while he was training.
Now he's a quadriplegic?
I'm not sure of the exact term. He did go into detail, which was a little bit too technical for me, Dits. But yeah, he's quadriplegic. Yeah. Quad is...
when you can't use your arms?
No, he's not. He can use his arms, sorry.
Paraplegic.
Paraplegic. And he just spoke about how he thought everything was about BMX. He didn't have a balanced life.
Yep.
And now he's just put everything into perspective that what he's lost is he's just enjoying. And his words, he embraces the struggle every day, being able to get out of bed. And he has to pretty much unravel himself to get out of bed every day.
Did he?
And it's a bloody sad story. And if you're corporate or if you want to listen to something and put life into perspective, he's a guy that I'd encourage to go and listen to.
I think we're going to try and get him here on Triple M. Did he talk about, now that he can't do a lot of things, did he talk about making the most of everything while you can? Did he sort of share that thought with you boys as footballers?
Boy, his slogan, if you call it like that, is just embracing the struggle. He's struggling every day to do things. And he met this guy. I won't go into too much detail. I want people to go and listen to him and he can tell his story. But, super impressive. And then his one thing he wanted to do was walk down the aisle, and he showed us the video. And
because he had the accident before he got married, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I think the surgeon said he wouldn't be able to walk down the aisle, and he wanted to prove him wrong. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's a great South Australian.
So the best you've heard.
Yeah.
It's a big call. Well done. Now, before you leave us, you were spotted doing the tree climb on the weekend.
I was,
on a lighter note. How'd you go?
Well, there's three courses, and I was a bit nervous on the first course.
Right.
The green one?
The green one, and then there's
that's the one the little kids do.
There's actually four courses too, just so you know.
Sorry, well, there is, yeah, kids course and then there's three sort of adults, if you want to call it.
Kids, then four. I'll pick you up.
Uh-huh.
Is there four courses?
Yeah, you might not have done the black.
I did the
green,
black one.
Green, blue, red, then black.
I must have missed
and
one.
And this then. Is in the South Parklands, isn't it? By Green Hill Road.
Unbelievable. You could drive past and you sort of, there's signage, but I didn't realise how big it was inside once you get there.
Yeah.
How'd you go in the Tarzan section where you have to jump off and fly through the air?
I'd have a pit stop after doing the toilets. Oh, no,
you
could
take your nappy off, didn't you?
I'd highly recommend it. It's great fun and challenging. It's physically challenging. But
so you were Tarzan, was Ellie Jane?
Nah, Ellie, no.
Didn't do it. Two Tarzans.
Nah, Ellie didn't do it. She was.
Oh, come on, Ellie.
Well, she was observing our three friends.
Righto.
Or kids.
Ah, righto.
So she got out of it.
So while me and the dad went and did the adults course.
Righto. Yeah. All right. So. Good luck against North Melbourne this weekend.
Thank you.
Yep. And have you got something to leave us with or not?
I went into the city the other day to try on some new shoes and they're too tight.
Right.
And I said to the bloke, hey, mate, I'm struggling here. I can't get the shoes on. He said, well, try taking the tongue out. So I tried doing it. Then I looked at him and I said, hey, mate, over filth, so bloody tight.
Practice your delivery on that one. Try it with the tongue out, I think is what you... Anyway, no, good try, though.
Thanks, Dits.
Good on you, Tex.
Yeah, I reckon you'll kick six this week,
all
Tex.
Thanks to Distinctive.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. DistinctiveHomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.